We are going to continue the hour by talking about health, specifically the health of animals and pets. This is the summertime. We're getting into those hot summer months, and Orange County Animal Services is getting the word out, as they always do at this time of year, about the dangers of leaving animals in hot cars during the summer months and other associated dangers as we get into the excessive heat and hot weather. Tennille Fox is with Orange County Animal Services, and she joins us now on the phone to say a little bit more about that. Tennille, thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So just did the quick summary, but what should folks know about the danger of leaving animals in hot cars, and what can they do to prevent it?
Well, first of all, yes, very dangerous to leave your animal in a hot car during the summer months, especially the hot days. And the best thing you can do is leave your animal at home, if at all possible. I know that may sound a little simple, but it's true. It's best not to take your pet out in a car in this weather, if at all possible, especially when the temperatures are extremely hot. And same for walking animals, and especially dogs, of course, in extremely hot temperatures. You know, we advise folks actually not to do it, if at all possible, when the temperatures are really high. Keep the walks really short. Search for shade, try to do it early in the day when the temperatures are still a little bit lower, things like that. Just, you know, try to think logically about what would be best for your pet.
Like if you're uncomfortable, then your animal's going to be uncomfortable and they're wearing a fur coat on top of it, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yes. And, you know, you want to be mindful of things like pets with medical issues, elderly pets, pets with flat faces.
Mm-hmm.
The brachycephalic animals, they're not able to breathe as easily. They have, that is a medical condition. So, you know, we want everybody to be aware of that. And part of that involves, you know, going to your veterinarian for a checkup every year and making sure that they're up to date on their exams, so that you'll know if they do have anything going on that would make them have an even harder time in these extreme temperatures in the summer.
And when we're talking about hot cars, like, we often think about it in the context of, oh, it's 90 degrees outside and you're leaving a dog in a car for an extended period of time. But this can be an issue if it's 75 degrees outside and they don't have to be in the car very long, right?
Oh, yes. It is against the law to leave animals inside a parked car if the outside temperature exceeds 70 degrees, because it gets much, much hotter in the car very quickly. So we want everybody to be aware of that. Even if it doesn't seem like it's too hot for you, it will heat up really, really quickly and become dangerous for your pet very, very quickly. And of course, same for humans, right? You know, you wouldn't leave small children in a car in those temperatures either. So we just want everybody to be aware of that even when you think it's not too hot, it may be. Like, that's, you know, it really happens quickly and takes people by surprise, unfortunately.
Speaking with Tennille Fox, Orange County Animal Services. So kind of the flip side of this, if you're in a parking lot and you see an animal who is in a car with the windows all rolled up, like, what should you in that case do?
You should call 911. You can absolutely call our officers in dispatch, but a lot of people, you know, obviously don't have that number, you know, or know it by heart. So if you call 911, they will get our officers involved whenever needed. So that is the easiest thing to do when you see something like that happening and you feel like you need to get involved.
Other seasonal concerns that folks should know about?
Sure. You mean like just, or if we're talking about hot weather,
mm-hmm.
You know, we do touch on this briefly, but, you know, asphalt and concrete heats up really quickly and can damage paws. And that is something a lot of people, you just don't think about it right away like you do the hot car issue. But that is something that happens to a lot of pets. They have damaged paws, and when the, you know, the concrete really heats up, and the asphalt especially, they heat up very quickly. So you want to watch out for that. You want to make sure that your pet, especially in the hot weather, when you are doing things outside, watch out for signs like heavy panting, kind of, you know, like them seeming like they're very tired. Let them rest. Make sure they have good shade, good water, and then don't stay outside for a very long time. Things like that. And just be aware of, you know, what's happening, and try to, you know, consider what is happening to your pet, and check out their behavior and their breathing, things like that, to make sure that they're doing okay when you are out in the heat with them at all.
And if people want more information, where can they go?
They can absolutely go to our website, and they can, you know, honestly just go into reputable animal sites like ASPCA, things like that. They have a lot of really great tips, but we are at orangecountync.gov, and you can find lots of information there as well.
OrangeCountyNC.gov, the county's website. Find the animal services page there. Speaking with Tennille Fox, Orange County Animal Services. And as we wrap up, just kind of broadly, anything else that folks should know about what's going on with animal services? Anything upcoming that folks should know about?
Well, I can tell you that we are currently running our cat adoption special because it's cat adoption month. So all adoption fees for available cats have been reduced. So take advantage of that if you feel like you're ready to adopt a fabulous feline. Please let us know. We are in the middle of kitten season, which means we're getting more kittens in and more adult cats. So, you know, we're trying to make it as easy for people and give some incentive for adopting. If you feel like you're ready for a new best friend, check us out.
And again, orangecountync.gov is the county's website. Go there, find the animal services page and get a lot more information. Tennille Fox, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.